Rirenu is the executive director at Ngāho Whakaari, which is an umbrella group looking after the interests of our Māori in the screen industry, television, film production, etc. And Lenita is with us for a kōrero today. Tēnā koe, Lenita. Ko dai o tēnei.
Ata Māori, everybody. Oh, what a fantastic day in Tāmaki for a change.
It's beautiful. It's been so sort of wet and overcast for so long. So get out and enjoy it while you can. And where are you enjoying a dash of sunshine at the moment, Lenita?
Well, I am in Te Raki Pai Whenua, and I am just back from Te Whanganui Ātara, from the Pōhiri, for a brand new CE to Te Tumu Whakaata Taonga o Aotearoa. Fantastic Pōhiri for her yesterday.
Tēnā koe, tell us about her, because this is an important gig, and first time a Wāhine Māori has been at the helm. Tell us more.
Well, you know what, Dale? It seems to be that when things get stuck, it's always a Wāhine Māori that comes through and saves the day, and I think this is a little bit of that, and they need it. And she's good. Taima Annie Murray, he manukura no tuhaurangi, te aroa. Proud day for them yesterday, proud day for all of us to have someone of quite experience across all the different platforms of delivering kaupapa Māori to our screens. She has come from Sky TV previously to that. She was a commissioner at Whakaata Māori previous to that, Te Reo Tātaki. So she is probably our only commissioner of content that has served across different platforms. And so we're hoping that that experience and her tautoko for kaupapa Māori can support the Film Commission to their future goals in reflecting, you know what, the success that Māori has already brought them. And so hopefully and all the untapped possibilities that Te Ao Māori can further that kaupapa to the world.
Well, Annie hails from Te Arawa. It's interesting that she has that program commissioning mahi as a backdrop to this work. How does the role at the Film Commission differ to the Māori funding or streams that benefit from governmental funding? We've got vehicles to enhance Māori production, but her responsibility stretches wider. But what would you say, Lenita, about that experience? So she understands the lay of the land from a Māori perspective. How can that assist wider New Zealand filmmaking interests?
I think in the space that we're in now, across the industry and actually internationally, we have to look at other paths to navigate in order to tell our stories. We have to be very mindful about what's happening across the screen industry internationally, because we're a small pot here in Aotearoa, and there's only so much money to go around. You know, recent headlines, we're in a recession, all those types of things. The industry in general is still coming through the flux of various changes, and that's within structures like TVNZ, RNZ, as well as the funding of it all. Also, it's an election year, so it's a tough gig for her to come in on. But I do think that her experience and her understanding and that background will help the Film Commission in possibly considering how they might navigate the next 5 years forward, because that's her term. Also, her international understanding and connections through her experiences of what's happening in that space and some of the opportunities that she's managed to support through her roles recently at Sky and trying to get our content to the world will be helpful at the Film Commission. Understanding the international scope, I think, is going to be quite key. But there's a real benefit in coming from a Te Ao Māori perspective that I don't believe the Film Commission has successfully employed yet. Yes, they have Arotaki Māori. And I have to think back, you know, to our kāhui of Te Manu Aute, pre Ngā Aho Whakaari, to Don Selwyn, to Mirata Mita in their day when they were on the board there. At the point that we are now, it is necessary for the Māori perspective to be an absolute part of their vision moving forward. Now, in terms of the Film Commission, it's been a rocky road the last few years. Let's think back to Rāori Kaha, David Strong. He was there for a minute, had to go. So, you know, the other thing about the Film Commission is that they've had some issues, and they really need some stabilising, and they need some trust, and they need someone to nurture the pathway forward, because it's not going to be easy, but it has to be taken care of. And if they have someone like Annie and, you know, really listen to her and support what she might be able to offer their board and the industry based on all her experiences, there's potential and benefit to support that institution in the next wee while because they need it.
Tēnā koe. You know, we're on a Māori radio station, so we hope that having our people in these prominent positions will result in better servicing to Māori content creators. But that's not a given, really. She has a responsibility, you know, a wide responsibility. And while I'm sure that Taimā wants to elevate the status of Māori filmmaking, she will be closely watched here, that she's not steering all the dosh to our peeps, even though she might want to. So there will be some restrictions, I guess. But even so, somebody who understands the lay of the Māori land, it's going to be beneficial, I guess, to have at the top table, yeah?
Absolutely. And I think, you know, we saw yesterday at the Pōhiri, the iwi to industry strengths. So it's an absolute layer that contributes to the success of film in New Zealand. And when we talk about the fact that, you know, on average, 7 out of 10 of the most successful films in Aotearoa are Māori that are constantly put out to the world, you know, we have to look at that and go, okay, well, on the top end, it's shown like that, but underneath, is it? And that's where Aho, you know, comes in as a strategic tangata whenua partner to support them and the rautaki team that's there to really move forward to these goals. Because we also understand that, you know, Aotearoa in general is still moving to all these goals together. But internationally, I think the cultural strand of success is yet to be seen in a way in the industry that is up to par with the overarching benefits that Māori are actually providing for the film industry. And the call out around the world for that scope from here is rising. And so I think, you know, for us, Aho is really looking forward to working with Annie in that scope to better align us all in looking to that. Because if we think about the films that are coming through now, English isn't important. There's subtitles everywhere. And so there's a real untapped scope there for Māori to come through and create and come through with all the stories that we are yet to tell in a way that we want to tell them. There's such a big benefit. I mean, we're all on that scope of ChatGPT and AI and things like that too. But, you know, that's why we always are about he tangata, ko wai te tangata. You can have all the technology in the world, but unless you have the person to action that, to enable it, I think then whatever you come out of various technologies over the years are just whatever is put in. So that's another kind of angle, I guess, to having Annie in there as the CE, to be open to that really unique part of our signature identity here in Aotearoa that everyone else in the world is just, they're looking for it. And we lead with it. But how can we better lead with it, you know, for the general industry as well?
Well, we're pleased for her. And looking forward to how she can whakamana Māori filmmaking going forward. And it's always neat to share some time with you, Lenita. Thanks for your kōrero and reflecting on wahine Māori, the first time that a Māori, and indeed a wahine Māori, has led the New Zealand Film Commission. Good luck. It's a 5-year term for Taimā or Annie Murray from Tarawa. And we look forward to a successful stint from her on our behalf. Thanks, Lenita. Good catching up with you again, sis. Thank you so much. Ngā mihi.
No worries, Al. And you fellas all have a good day out there. Kia pai tera.
Tēnā koe. Ngā mihi. E te tuhine. You're 603, Radio Wāte, 946.